This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 424 for Tuesday, June 6th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE futures canola market made gains on Tuesday despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soybean and European rapeseed were up, but Malaysian palm oil was mostly lower. Crude oil had a correction, moving downwards despite Saudi Arabia's plans to cut production starting in July. The Canadian dollar was up 1/10 of a United States cent compared to Monday's close. The July canola contract was $14.80 per ton higher at $669.90, while the November canola contract was up $16.30 per ton at $647.40. In the U.S., corn and soybeans had modest gains, while wheat was mixed. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that 96% of the country's corn crop was planted as of June 4th, compared to the 91% average, while emergence was at 85%, 8 points above the average. However, the U.S. corn crop is only rated at 64% good to excellent, below the trade's expectations. Prior to the USDA's monthly World Agricultural Supply-Demand estimates to be released on Friday, the trade is estimating a 30 million bushel average decrease in production to 15.235 billion. Global old crop stocks were also estimated at 297.4 million tons. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier lowered his U.S. corn yield estimate by one bushel per acre to 179, with production set at 14.94 billion bushels. The July corn contract was up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.08. As for U.S. soybeans, 91% of this year's crop was planted as of June 4th, according to the USDA, up 8 points from last week and up 15 points from the average. Soybean emergence was at 74%, ahead of the 56% average. However, the crop was only rated at 62% good to excellent. Dr. Michael Cordonnier left his U.S. soybean estimate steady at a yield of 52 bushels per acre and production at 4.53 billion bushels. The July soybean contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.53. The USDA reported that the winter wheat harvest was 4% complete, with 82% headed compared to the 81% average. Also, 93% of the U.S. spring wheat crop was planted as of June 4th, with emergence at 76%. The spring wheat crop was rated at 64% good to excellent. Traders are estimating an average increase of 13 million bushels in wheat production to 1.672 billion. Bulgaria, Hungary, Poland, Romania, and Slovakia have extended their bans on Ukrainian grain imports until September. Australia's wheat crop is expected to drop 34% from last year to 26.2 million tons due to a forecast of dry conditions. The July Chicago wheat contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.28. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.20. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.15. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, June 6th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.